Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I'm Matt Ford, and you'll never guess who's back.
Oh, hello everyone, it's me again.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, Mater.
Mater.
Mater, that's it, just call me Mater.
It will become deeply apparent why we're talking like this as the show progresses, evolves, moves forward. But Dyson, on behalf of everyone, it's a delight to have you back.
It's great to be back. It feels weird when the football season's on to not be here with you on a Saturday afternoon. It feels like, you know, because it's sort of slightly unsettling, especially with the Premier season being as exciting as it is.
I know, it's been rollicking. So where were you? What were you doing?
I was at a festival. I was at the Camp Festival. A festival. Why is it like that? I was at a Camp Festival in Staffordshire. Well, they call it Shropshire, but it's in Staffordshire. I don't know why. I think they think that Shropshire sounds a bit posher than Staffordshire. Ooh. But it's a strange way of branding it. But yeah, it's at Weston Park, you know, where V Festival used to be. It was there.
I'm aware of it, but I've never been.
Saw the Proclaimers. And I believe you're a fan. I'm pretty sure you're a fan. I mean, I was the only one absolutely loving Sunshine on Leith. The whole group. I just stood there and like almost in tears while everyone else was disinterested. And then people only join in when 500 Miles comes on. It's quite depressing for the poor Proclaimers because they've got so much more to offer than that.
You know, my favourite one for, like, call and response is, I'm on my wee. Happiness is D.
It's so good.
I
love it. I love just singing in that East Coast Scottish accent as well. It's quite satisfying.
And also, that once you've seen that video of the Hibs fans singing Sunshine on Leith at Hampden,
it's amazing, very emotional, then, every time you hear it. Yeah, it's powerful.
Oh.
So, yeah, I had a nice time, but, yeah, I'm back to normal now.
And did you go with all the family to Camp Festival?
I went with all the family and some of our friends, Jodie and Nikki and their kids were there as well. So it was a family. It's like a family festival. It was nice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. We're all delighted you're back. And now I pivot to talking to you, listener. Enjoy the show.
Whatever your name is, yeah.
Oh!
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's a small thing, and I love Norwich as a place, and I have many good friends there, but I don't like yellow for a home kit, you know.
Yes, yellow's a strange one. Well, it works well for Brazil, of course, doesn't it? But I think
for international, that's different.
Yeah.
I think the UK, it's weird to have such a sunny colour as a home kit. Josh Sargent scored the goal in America.
Joshua Sargent, that's right. And it's weird that they've got Lotus, such a high-end sponsor on the shirt of a championship team as well.
It's from the USA. He's the only American Sergeant playing football in the...
Oh, he is. And, of course, the...
the best goddamn Sergeant I ever alongside.
And the Manchester United goal coming from the Red Devils' very own Nosferatu, Bruno Fernandes.
Do text on 8-12-15, just out of interest, what colour do you hate the most? Do you have a colour that you hate, Dyson?
Let me have a think. I don't massively hate any colours, but I think... No. Brown's not particularly nice, is it? I mean, that's quite an obvious choice, I suppose, but I would never go for something brown. I like a black and I like a
slimming
dark blue. I like a black and a dark blue, yes, because they're slimming, mainly.
Same, I like dark blue.
But not so keen on brown. Or orange, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can't wear orange.
But I love the...
Gordy's wearing a slightly orange T-shirt in the studio here. It's getting very awkward.
Oh, sorry. No offence. Yeah.
And he's got yellow shorts on and brown socks. This couldn't have gone worse. So, before all that, it is a red-hot day of red-hot Premier League action, and here to preview it all is the red-hot Matt Dyson.
And as the energy bills continue to rise and the seas are pumped full of yet more sewage, let's lighten the mood with a 100% gold cap and a slurry of raw, untreated soccer on Rock and Roll Football this afternoon. Matt Ford is our very own Martin Lewis, exasperated by the constant air horn use in this red-hot Premier League season. The minnow-saving expert continuing to back Solihull Moors in the National
Genius!
League. They take take on Dorking Wanderers for the Glory Hunters this afternoon. A lot of big money being spent in the transfer window this month, despite the impending recession. Chelsea are on the verge of some signings before the deadline, with Arsenal outcast Aubameyang potentially on his way back to London from Barcelona. They're also planning to spend a fortune on Fofana from the Foxes. The young Frenchman, about to become the most expensive defender in the world, a reported 70 million, certainly won't be playing today as they face Leicester on the King's Road and maybe buy themselves something nice up west. Speaking of handbags, Thomas Tuchel is still banned from the touchline after his weird overly long handshake with Antonio Conte. Also after their shock defeat at Leeds last weekend, he was moaning about his players suffering as they couldn't get a private jet up to Elland Road and had to travel by bus. Poor little Chelsea troopers forced to slum it on a coach, and that made them tired. Yeah, neck cushions. They just get us neck cushions. With no win in three, Liverpool are desperate for one at home to Bournemouth. New striker Darwin Nunez still banned for using his big head, and there's also red cards. Big bit on kickoffs. Palace have beaten Man City twice at the Etihad in recent years. Could the Eagles dare to do it again today? Everton have all but guaranteed their relegation with the signing of Brighton's goal shy striker Neil Morpay, but at least he and his agent have secured some more pay. Frank Lampard's sticky toffee men are away at Brentford, while two of the form teams of the season so far, Brighton and Leeds, meet at the Amex. All the goals as they go in, including a few from the Championship and the Scottish Premiership. I know it's only rock and roll football, but I like it. Oh. I like it. I like it. Yes, I do.
Oh, Dyson! Back in absolutely incredible form. Oh, how the country's missed you.
I'm not sure I'm going to sing like I did just then. I'm not sure it really works over the other backing music, but yeah. So I'll give it
I think it does. I think you should sing more. I think this should be a karaoke special. If you know, with like football clubs now, when they sign players, they have to do like an induction karaoke.
Induction song. Yeah, they do, don't they? Maybe we should start doing that with new listeners. You have to stand, stand on a table and sing to the crowd.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
But Norwich wearing yellow and green, which I don't mind for an away kit, but I think a home kit, I don't know why it annoys me so much. I just think, imagine wearing yellow at home in October, in December,
January. Yeah. Because I've had yellow T-shirt in the past, but they'd be strictly seasonal. They will be summer only, wouldn't they? Sort of yellow is a summer colour. You're right, it's not going to work in the autumn, is it?
Yeah, it's like seeing someone wearing Bermuda shorts at Christmas. You're like, you're just showing off.
Yeah.
Come on, Norwich. Stop showing off in your yellow kit.
So that's your least favourite colour is yellow, yeah?
But obviously I like it. Like you say, it's seasonal. I think it's a colour that isn't for every season. But text us on 8-12-15, what colour do you hate the most? I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with blue, you know. I think sky blue's lovely. I think dark blue's lovely.
Yes, yeah. Safe. It's a really safe colour. I mean, going all the way out to purple, really, I'd be happy with blue. But, yeah, it's once you start straying away from the reds to the oranges to the yellows that things get tricky. You know.
Also, for a man that isn't, you know, neither of us are beach body ready.
No.
Darker colours.
I don't know. You are these days, I think.
Am I?
Pretty
been a piggy this week.
I heard you talking on the Ellis and John show about this massive pasty. It sounded like it was ginormous.
I mean, it was so big. My girlfriend sent it up for me. It was a Philp's pasty. You may not be surprised to hear it. My favourite brand of pasty.
Yeah,
she sent me one. It came in a box. I thought there was going to be like eight pasties in there. Just one pasty. Anyway, I don't like waste, do I? So
rightly so. Yeah, you've got to eat it all, but maybe spread it out over the week.
So even after all that, I ordered a pizza last night. So I'd gone through this terrible experience during the day where I'd just eaten too much. I'd had beef brisket, pulled pork, macaroni, cheese, chips, then half of this mega pasty. I would say half of this pasty was at least the full-time equivalent of maybe six or seven pasties. And then I'd Papa John's at night. It was really, really stupid.
What happened to you? You really fell off the wagon, didn't you, in a big way?
Into a box of wagon wheels and ate them all. But can you beat that?
Did you eat more than me yesterday? Has there been a day this week where you've eaten more than I have? 8, 12, 15?
Oh, yes.
Do you reckon you could beat that this week, Dyson?
I don't think I've been that gluttonous. I did have a very big lunch yesterday of fish and chips, and then had a Thai green curry with coconut rice last night. Only out of half of it, just at the second half now. So I'm feeling pretty full, and full of comfort food and happy and ready to go.
And did you heat it up or did you have it cold?
Heated it up, mate. Yeah, you've got to heat it right through so the chicken is piping hot.
Okay, yeah, you microwave that chicken exactly how God intended.
Yeah.
So it turns out, despite what everyone was saying about this time last week, Erik ten Hag isn't an idiot. He does understand English football and he's more than qualified to coach here.
Yeah,
he is. What a turnaround that's been.
Yeah, I know. Very quick.
Do you like him?
He seems all right. I mean, you've got to just give him time, haven't you, really? You can't just rush these things. But, yeah, he seems like a nice guy. He's got a good track record. He's probably as good as they're going to get. I mean, I quite like seeing Man United losing every week, though. It's a shame that we're going to move away from that.
Just want to remind everyone, this is a show for everybody, no matter what team you support. Yes, our personal views do not come into it.
Yeah, are you a fan?
Well, I won't go so far as that, but I'm just trying to be more tactful about expressing this.
I mean, off Ten Hag. So.
I find him quite fearsome to look at. No offence to any bald, skinny men with goatees, but I mean, that's what baddies look like, isn't it?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I
suppose. Ming the Merciless.
A European baddie in an 80s action film from the States.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Ooh. Can you imagine Gary Oldman playing Erik Ten Hag in a film where he then goes rogue and just starts assassinating people?
Yes, it's true. I hadn't thought about that. I'm going to look at him a whole new way now.
Oh, it'd be a great idea for a thriller, wouldn't it? A Premier League football manager gets turned by the Russians or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a geopolitical thriller.
Oh, nice. It sounds great. Let's get on to Netflix.
And just watch Netflix because everything on there is better than what I just pitched.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Emmeline in Pembrokeshire's got some news. She says she can't stand green. I don't even eat green sweets. I never have. I'm 48.
What? She's missing out on so much.
Well, I think green. My favourite colour sweets are green and yellow because that's always lemon and lime.
Really? Nice.
Well, like packet fruit pastels or opal fruits.
Yeah, in a Skittles, they're almost my least favourite. If I'm getting a couple of Skittles, I'll try and have minimum yellow and green, maximum.
Okay. What's your favourite then?
Purple and red, blackcurrant and strawberry, always.
Red, you're such a cliche. Grow up. That's a child.
But I mean, I do like some green sweet. The choc lime. I mean, that is an amazing sweet. Imagine poor Emmeline's never going to eat a choc lime in her lifetime. What a thing to do. Mint choc chip in general.
Come on,
amazing. Yeah, so good.
Can't believe you are red. You're so immature. My favourite colour sweets are green and yellow.
Why is red? Why is like in a red sweet?
Because it's that same as saying orange. It's just obvious.
They sell fruit pastels now that are just red and purple as well. And that is clearly a response to demand. That's what the people want.
Look, which people? I wasn't asked. Were you?
Well, no.
Who's presiding over this? I do not recognise this court.
Look, I mean, they obviously have done some market research and found that most people like me, except for the weird little niche taste people like yourself,
I see where this is going. You're trying to make out I'm a deviant. This is the sort of propaganda that red sweet.
I'm not king shaming you for liking green sweets. I'm just saying most people like red ones. I mean, we might have to have a poll on social media.
Okay, let's play a game of red sweet, green sweet. We're going to do it now. Text on 81215. What is the better sweet, red sweet or green sweet? Squeak, squeak, squeak. Red sweet or green sweet? Someone's got in touch here and said, I'm afraid I took a dislike to Matt Dyson today. First, he likes Man United losing, and next, he doesn't like green and yellow sweets. He is a child. That's from a K. Dyson down in Hastings.
She knows I'm a child. She's known for a long time I'm a child, yeah. Look, red, of course, no question. Red sweets all the way, says Helen from Reading. Strawberry flavour is clearly the best. Look, I mean, I think there's a flurry of red votes coming in, but do go to our socials to have your say on the Rock and Roll Football Twitter feed, I think it is, isn't it? The poll at the moment, which I'm quite surprised, Greens have a 57% lead.
Yeah, it's the settled will of the British people. Helen from Reading obviously loves red so much she moved to Reading. I mean, she even needed it in her address.
She loves red.
Genuine passion for the colour. I mean, obviously, as a Forest fan, I have a lot of love for the colour red, but as a sweet, green is just so much more refreshing.
Really? Well, it depends what you... Do you want to be refreshed, or do you want...
Why would you not want to be?
I mean, I don't want to be refreshed by a sweet, necessarily. I just want sweet, sugary, strawberry flavours. Lime is too sharp. It's not really sweet, is it, as a flavour? It's sour. It should be called a sour. I put it to you, 40.
The mask has slipped. This anti-green agenda that you have peddled for years under the guise of being a reasonable person, saying I've got nothing against green, I just prefer red. Well, that's the sort of hate speech that those of us in the green sweet community have had to suffer. And using the S word like that is a disgrace.
Oh, there's been a big change in the poll on Twitter, though, Fordy.
Go on. Notices.
Loads more votes have come in. The people are now speaking. 57% now backing red sweet, just 43 in the green corner. Interesting.
I don't believe it. This has been influenced by Russian bots. you've got some bot troll farm on the outskirts of Hastings distorting our democracy. Word not from true. Nottingham. No. Took a while to deny. Ander from Nottingham says green sweets are by far the best. I'm so pleased, though, that most people don't, as they don't mind me having them all.
Oh, there you go. The plus side of being one of the weird greenies. But, you know, I'll be Trace on Twitter says people choosing green is insane to me.
What?
Do all people's taste buds taste the same? Clearly not. Clearly not, Trace.
Well, that's it. Can you taste someone's taste buds? What do taste buds taste of? Who tastes the taste buds?
Wow. Now we're getting deep, yeah.
Yeah, let's not. Don't test it.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
What an amazing afternoon of action we have ahead of us. And 6 minutes in, Liverpool are already 2-0 up against Bournemouth. Liverpool mirroring the red dominance in the sweet world. Judging by the poll on the Rock and Roll Football socials.
Don't you, by the way, try and conflate what Liverpool are doing with what's happening in red sweet, green sweet.
Look, you know, it's a lot of people are saying stuff. Look, red all the way. This isn't even a contest, says Ben from York, pretending to work. You know, everyone, there's just a flurry of red votes coming in.
Exactly. And it says everything that this is you are on the side of Skivers. People pretending to work. Good, hard-working people, actually. Yes, absolutely. Are listening to the show, but are diligent. Green sweet eaters are diligent people, and they don't get involved in polls. So actually, the true answer is Hibs are losing 1-0, and they playing green. Maybe you've got a point.
Greens are losing, you see. Yeah, get on board. 58% red, the latest on the poll at the moment. Reds romping home.
I know we've only been joking about this red sweet, green sweet thing, but Forest Green are now losing 1-0. Like, it really is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It does feel like
there's something in the air.
The gods are against me. Now, Solihull Moors are playing today, and we're still supporting them after their thrilling result last week. One of the longest times we've ever supported a club in Glory Hunters, but obviously each week now, Matt Dyson and last week, Jake Lambert, have to keep informing us about Solihull Moors. So I think this is the fourth one we've done this season. So let's see how much Matt Dyson can still tell us about Solihull.
Well, back up the soily hill we climb once again. Thank you to Rock and Roll Football Ultra Tracy Jones for forwarding an article from the Birmingham Mail on some famous faces from the area. It says there are lots of reasons to love Solihull. Its beautiful parks and countryside, fascinating history, the NEC and Birmingham Airport, to name just a few. But let's not forget the Silhillians, as they're known, themselves, who put the town on the map. First first up, the huge carved lash loving Man City and England winger Jack Grealish.
Ooh.
Was born and raised there.
He's lovely fact.
Hill, yes. Then we have Lucy Davis, daughter of local resident Jasper Carrott, who played
yes.
Dawn in The Office. See, she's from Solihull. Felicity Kendall from The Good Life.
No
huge,
way.
Huge name. The hamster, Richard Hammond, the bootcut no. jean and shoe-wearing king of the petrol heads, is from Solihull. Also, suffragette Lettice Floyd, rapper Lady LeSure, Stephanie Gonger.
Lady what, sorry?
LeSure.
I think it's Lady Leisure, isn't it?
No, is it?
Think yes. about it, mate.
Yeah. It's just spelled differently, right.
You
yeah,
can't even read out the word. Do not vote, Red Sweet. This man can't even read English.
Look, it's not spelt leisure. It's spelt differently. It's spelt
yeah, but that's how rappers yeah, do yeah. it.
I know. I just didn't think about it. I've never heard of her, to be honest. But Stephanie Cole, OK? There's a big name for you. Famously played the part of Joan in the ITV drama series Doc Martin. Sorry, Martin Clunes. I'm scraping the barrel here, perhaps. But then
no.
Nikki Smedley, also born in Solihull. Who's Nikki Smedley, I hear you cry? The children's television actor who played Lala in the Teletubbies. Yes.
What colour was Lala? Was Lala red or green?
She was the yellow suit, I'm afraid to say. Oh, damn.
Oh, that could have been crucial.
Know, but she wore the yellow suit for 200 episodes of the show between
wow.
1997 and 2001. All proud Silhillians, all backing the Moors today, like us glory hunters.
We are indeed, Dyson. That was absolutely superb. Well done, mate. You're amazing that 4 weeks in, it does feel like you've missed some of the biggest facts. I mean, the fact that it's taken us a month to establish that one of the most famous men in the country, a footballer, Jack Grealish,
yes,
was from there.
Yeah, it's true. But I think we're just drip-feeding the info out there, Fordy, so, you know, you've got to keep some of the exciting stuff back.
Oh, what?
We could be here all season. Could we?
I know, it's going to become an absolute nightmare. Just checking in on this poll, red sweet, green sweet, and...
Oh, yeah, what's the latest?
It's basically 56% against 44%.
Great, yeah.
It's an absolute...
That's how I thought it would go. That seems like the right sort of number. The nation has spoken. We can put it to bed now.
Well, not yet. No. There's still an hour left of this poll.
Okay.
And not until every vote is counted. We're not taking anything for granted, is what you should be saying. But I just think for anyone listening, that if they were wavering, and I want to talk to the people at the moment who are wavering, who aren't quite sure, who don't know if they can put their trust in Green Sweet. I want you to hear what you've heard from the Red Sweet Party and really reflect on the fact that they are taking you for granted. They think your opinion doesn't matter. They think you don't care. They think you don't want a better world. I've gone all Tony Gordon.
Tony Gordon, yeah. Nice.
Now, you may have seen an interview in the week that went viral where this goalkeeper gets a man of the match.
What a
and he's
clown.
Chatting afterwards. And he gets his girlfriend's name wrong in the post-match interview.
Oh, come on. You can't do that.
That's bad enough as it is. Have you ever done that? Have you ever got Katie's name wrong?
No. Crikey, no. When you first start dating them, my dad used to get her name wrong a lot. He used to call... my girlfriend before her was called Emma. And so for about a year, he basically called Katie Emma. Which was quite awkward. But yeah, no, not me. You've got to be very careful. Because it really it sounds like this other footballer's got another girlfriend, doesn't it, basically? The way he said it.
Yeah, and the problem is with parents, obviously, is that they go through the Rolodex, don't they? When I talk to my mum, I get every other male relative's name first.
Yes. Yeah,
she's like, yes, that's right, Vin, Chris, John, Dave. You sat off me. Matthew, you picked the name. It's your idea, this name. You seem to have gone off it. But what do you do? Because obviously forgetting name... You know when you're introduced to people, like the name immediately goes... If you just introduce one-on-one, it's easier. But if you're like at a party or somewhere and people go, oh, this is Steve, Catherine, Dave, Cherie, you're like...
Oh.
Well, I might remember Cherie because that's a slightly more unusual name, but you're like, I can't. You just go, hello, 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 and then you're like, they've all just gone. So what, do you have any tips, Dyson? If you've forgotten someone's name, what do you do?
No. I feel like I have to write it in the notes on my phone, but that looks weird and rude if you've got to remember it. Have you got a technique that you use?
Well, the one that people used to do was go, oh, can I get your number? And then you go,
how do you spell your name? And they're like, it's D-A-V-E. And you're going, no, yes. Your surname. But that's just too obvious.
Yeah, it's too obvious now, isn't it? You can't.
The danger is, you know, when you meet someone, some people think that if you use someone's name over and over again, it's like a good thing. I find that worse than someone forgetting my name. You know, once it keeps going, because this is the thing, Matt. When you're watching football, Matt,
it's
and you
weird,
obviously
yeah.
you want Forest to win, Matt. You're like, why are you doing that? Yeah, is this some sort of?
It's overuse, isn't it? Yeah, it's weird. But Nick Clegg used to do that a lot, didn't he? He'd always say the person on Question Time's name, like he knew them or something like. But it seems like just trying too hard.
Try too hard. But if you do forget someone's name, what are your tips? I mean, the problem is, what happens is, in your brain, you go, I've forgotten their name. And then what is so bizarre is a dominant part of your brain starts saying, well, just guess this one. And you're like, it's a ludicrous risk. When you've got mate and words like that, I mean, what do you go for?
Yeah, mate's always a good one. I mean, you can't generally use that with women, and you don't want to call them. You can't.
Why not? Have you got any female mates?
No, it just sounds. It feels weird, doesn't it? I don't think it's that extreme to say.
What do you say? All right, love you,
darling, sweetheart. No, of course I don't. Of course, no.
No, he's joking.
It's very hard, but I mean, I just try. Just don't say names. You know, let's just try and avoid saying names. It's much easier. I mean, I do sort of feel for your mother. You know, when I talk to my kids.
What, because of the son she's got?
Yeah, partly. Yeah, I really feel their pain. But whenever I speak to one of my kids, it's like, I'll look at them, and it's always the third name I come to is the one I come out with. It's so weird. Best Maggie Ted, you, that one. It's just so weird. The older you get, the more that happens.
But also in conversation, like with us two, we don't really use each other's names. It would be odd if I started saying, all right, Dyson, how's it going? I mean, on the radio, we do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But if we were down the pub, we wouldn't be continually using each other's names, would we?
No.
Let's abolish names.
Yes, that's the
Let's just call everyone mate. Yeah. I hereby christen you mate.
Mate. Yeah, nice.
Maybe not. Maybe that is better. Or we just agree that in conversation it's gone. Hey.
Yeah, it would make the register at the start of a school day quite hard, wouldn't it?
Mate, legend,
here,
darling,
here.
Geezer.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
John on Twitter, we're talking about getting people's names wrong. And what do you do if you've forgotten someone's name? I mean, ideally, you got someone else there and you go, you ask them their name or you introduce yourself. And then,
yes.
But even then, the problem is sometimes you do that and then you still forget it.
Yeah, I think certainly, mate or darling is the way to go.
I think darling, can I be really honest? I would stop, and I've seen you say it to people, darling. It's
love,
just cringe. Okay.
Love, is that okay?
Petal
song.
Sugar cube.
Yeah.
Sugar lump.
Sweetness. No, that's not.
John on Twitter says, you're both from Notts. Duck is perfect.
Oh, of course.
You're all right, Duck. How you doing, dude?
All right, Ducky, darling. How are
you? You're all right,
Ducky. Oh, yes. Oh, of course. That's it. That's the way out of this.
Yes, Duck's
that's
a good
that
one.
That footballer should have done.
Yeah. She's gone, all right, Duck. This is for me missus, isn't it? She's all right. That's the problem, I guess. You could just say this is for my wife.
Mm, yeah.
You don't have to then use the name. But equally, you should remember your partner's name.
Well,
that's not like meeting someone at a party, is it?
No, it seems suspicious, doesn't it, really?
I mean, if someone said to you, can you just ask my wife what her name is, please? I know it's really embarrassing, I've forgotten. We've got bigger problems going on. Johnny in sunny Morecambe. Oh, Morecambe in the sun, what a lovely place to be. Near
better.
The old frontier land, that big polo pole and the old pub, the Ranch House, which...
Oh, wow, hello. Someone's got some good Morecambe knowledge.
Oh, I've got local knowledge, pal. Yeah. So they used to have a thing there called Frontierland, which was a sort of American adventure. There was a pub part of it called the Ranch House, which made sense when it was part of Frontierland. But they demolished Frontierland and left the pub. So Morecambe Seafront so recently... had a Wild West pub for apparently no reason. Oh, it was a great pub, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, Johnny, who's in sunny Morecambe, says, afternoon, fellas. I called a bloke Dave for 2 years. After he thought he'd gotten to know me well enough, he politely told me his name was Donald.
Oh, 2 years in. Come on, Donald.
But also, was that sent in by Trigger? That was like a running joke on Only Fools and Horses, wasn't it? All right, Dave.
Yeah. All right, Dave.
Ben and Neil are in York. That's quite funny as a double act, isn't it? Because Ben is like Bend, and obviously you Neil. So I bet they have a lot of fun with their names.
Yeah, God, Bend and Neil. Was flyby, yeah.
Oh, they must have so much fun. We've got you on in our workshop on a full-on sound system with subwoofer. They have got us on subwoofers.
Yes, feel the bass. Feel the bass. Love it.
Man.
Love it. Oh, well, give us an air horn. Let's test out their sound system for them. Give us an air horn, please. Yes, because Man City have scored a third.
You're kidding!
I think I just saw on the screen.
I can't believe this.
I'm waiting for Vinnie Printer confirmation, but I thought I just saw it. Yes, they have. It's the second of the afternoon for Erling Haaland. Man City coming from 2-0 down at half-time to now be winning 3-2.
You couldn't take this approach to the actual news, could you? You couldn't, like, announce stuff that you thought you'd heard. Good news, yeah. The BBC News. I think we are at war with France. That rings a bell. I'll get back to you on that.
I've got an inkling.
Just waiting for the Vidi printer, but I think we have launched a nuclear weapon.
With air horns instead of the bombs. Yeah.
Text us on 8-12-15. Are you listening to us in a place that is louder than Ben and Neil's workshop on a subwoofer?
Rangers. The seance of the living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
I will indeed, yes. Rangers have just scored a fourth against Ross County, so I was about to say. So let's see who is out there. Let's see who we'll get in touch with us today on the Seance of the Living. I'm hoping for Noel Gallagher. We haven't heard from him this season. I'm feeling his spirit is strong out there in the ether today. I can feel it in the air. The question has just come in on the text from James, who says, surely the Seance of the Living, they've just scored a ninth. Liverpool have scored a ninth. I can't believe it. Sorry, this is madness. They are going to score 10. Right, more on that in a minute. The Seance of the Living has to be about the great debate. It has to be settled once and for all. Ask whoever it may be. And Erling Haaland's just scored a hat-trick as well, by the way. This is mad. We can't even do other features. There's too many goals going in. So, sorry, James says, which is the best sweet? Settle it once and for all. Red or green? Who's out there to answer?
You know.
Oh, Macca?
No, right. Not all I know is, guess. Right, green ones are the best, right? I remember when we first started, right? Bonehead. I mean, I asked you. He had a packet of... Our kid likes red sweets, right? And he is a certifiable lunatic. So I ask you, you know, what sort of idiot would pick red over green? You know, I remember Johnny Marr gave me my first green sweet when I first started down at the boardwalk. You know, the Smiths, you know. And I remember meeting Weller, and he was all about green sweets, you know what I mean? And that's the end of it.
Matt, and you.
Rock and Roll Football.
Well, there you go. That's why we were talking like we were at the start, because sometimes, you know how it is in life, you forget people's names.
Yeah. So we've all learnt a lot, haven't we, about what, just to call everyone mate and that red sweets are by far the most popular in this United Kingdom of ours.
Well, they are the most popular amongst a certain segment of people on Twitter. And I don't know if you've ever compared opinion on Twitter to opinion in the rest of the country. It's not always. Although what I would say, Dyson, is I think most of the texts we got were pro-red over pro-green.
Yes, pro-red, I think, came in.
I think I did lose that. And I think, actually, most people do prefer red sweets to green sweets. And I'm, as one texter said, keep it like that, because those of us who like green sweets then get to have
them. Well, that's it. Yeah, we're all winners in the end.
I mean, the debate's over, but do you not... I just find that extra refreshing edge to them, more depth of flavour.
No, green and yellow are my least favourite. I'd say pretty much of every sweet, apart from choc limes, because of the... But I only like that because of the choc in the middle. It's not about the lime, it's about the choc, you know?
Yeah, fair point. I mean, what I would do as a child was, with a bag of Skittles, have the yellow and the green one together so that it was like a kind of Sprite in my mouth.
Oh, right, OK, well, I can see
the
benefits of that, yeah. Funnily enough, I am drinking a glass of lime cordial as we speak. So, you know,
so hang on,
completely against it.
The whole show!
No, I mean, look, it's the only squash we've got left, otherwise, you know, but I would have had something else. I'd have had something red or purple, obviously.
Okay, well, that's a good question then. What do you have, if you're so keen on the red flavour? What red drinks do you have?
It's a good question. I think drinks. We'll save drinks for next week.
Would you rather have lemonade or cherryade?
I have lemonade more often. I have lemonade
exactly.
more often, certainly.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a different realm. It's completely
this corruption runs so deep. It goes in your mouth and you like it. And you sat here. Oh, you're like one of those terrible people that enjoys arguing the opposite just to win.
You
scum rat.
I'm not a scum rat again. I'm like Boris Johnson on Brexit. Just going where the people go. Yeah. Oh, horrible.
Oh, it's so good to have you back, mate.
And you.
I love you deeply. Where's this going? Why did I say it like that? I just truly spoke from the heart.
I took myself by surprise. It's nice that whatever side you're on, reds or greens, we can all just learn to love each other, can't we?
Yeah. Through this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're here for, to bring the nation together.
See you next week.
Bye.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.